Coming up on TMS PM, old dog, new tricks.
No more Chipotle for me.
Reddit lets you get away with it.
Aliens are probably hacking us right now.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
Yeah.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM. TMS PM.
Sorry. Crap, something got a little switch stuck. I don't know what happened there. That was weird. Don't jiggle it, people. Don't jiggle it. Welcome to TMS PM. It is the fifth episode a week for TMS. It's Friday. It is the 16th of March. It's 2018. I'm Scott, and that's Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott.
We're
happy Friday to you.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's the weekend.
It's not the kind of weekend I like, though. So Kim went out of town today. She's actually just got on the plane about a half an hour ago. Her and my daughter are going to Milwaukee, Wisconsin to do a photo shoot for a wedding, and they're flying them out there to do it. It was supposed to be here originally, but there was some mix-up or some old person's dying or something. I don't know what the deal is, but they have to fly there to do it now. And apparently they're doing it in a really cool location. It's some kind of rad, I don't even know what you call it, like
I would guess a dairy farm, but I think that would be too obvious.
No, not that. It's more like what do you raise plants in? Like a greenhouse kind of thing? Huge, giant one that's a huge glass dome.
And there's paths in it and all that.
It's
indoor botanical garden kind of thing.
Kind of like that, yeah. It's supposed to be really neat. So she's going to go do that. While she's gone, Nick has prom. I got to help Kim get ready for freaking prom. Yeah. I shouldn't be in charge of this. This is dumb.
Is he doing the whole thing? Like, is he doing like the limousine and the...
No. In fact, here's the funny thing. So his friend slash girlfriend, Morgan, who they were best friends all through high school. Mm-hmm. She graduated a year before him, though. So she's out now. And he was just not going to go. He was just like, I don't care. I went last year. I don't really need to go to prom again. So he was just going to sit this one out. And so Morgan thought it'd be funny if she asked him to prom, even though she's not at school anymore. And he said, yeah, that'd be fun. Let's do that. They're not even going to the dance. They're basically just going to, you know, call it prom night. And
oh, really? That's hilarious. So they're not even going to show up. It's like just out to dinner. And then are they going into the after prom stuff?
Yeah, they'll go to some of the parties and stuff. But they're not going to go near the actual dance at the Capitol or whatever. They're not interested in that.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of funny.
So it's a little less pressure on me because of it. I don't have to worry about corsages and all that crap. So.
Did the two of them go together last year, or did Nick go with somebody else?
He did go with her last year. He asked her last year, and then he was in charge, and he did the whole nine yards, and they did a group thing, so I can't remember if they all went out on a limo or what they did. They did something like that.
So he got his prom experience then. That's
And it's your junior prom. It's not like he did it when he was supposed to, and now it's just happening again, and he's happening to go. And a lot of girls were hoping he'd ask them. He didn't care. He's got no shits to give. So
he's got other fish to fry. He's got other
He has Fortnite Battle Royale to play is really what he's got.
Oh geez, yeah, that's what Tristan is way into as well.
It's all
loves Fortnite.
It's all anyone's playing now, especially because Drake showed up on Twitch the other night. Did you hear about what happened with this?
No, did Drake show up playing Fortnite?
All right, here's what happened. Some kid named Ninja. I know, pretty creative.
Yeah. Wow.
He's a guy who's, I guess he's actually right now Twitch's most popular game streamer, just like by far. And he plays Fortnite and he plays it really well. The kid's he's probably 17, 18 or something. I don't know. I think he's 18, maybe 19. But he is a natural, just really good at the game and kills it and constantly winning. And that game is extremely popular right now. It's taken over everything. It's number one on Twitch and has been for weeks. And poor old PUBG got knocked down a few pegs. But this is even bigger than League of Legends right now. It's bigger than Hearthstone. It's bigger than Overwatch. It's bigger than all the big streamer games.
Wow.
PUBG included, which is really a bummer for the PUBG guys. But anyway, this...
I kind of like it. I mean, I haven't played it. I've watched Tristan play it, and it seems more accessible than PUBG.
It
just feels more cartoony.
Plus, it's free. That helps.
And it's free, sure.
But it's also... I mean, that's a huge part of it, but it also is much more accessible. It's a lot more polished. It feels like a more finished game. It's stylistic, so you don't feel like you're playing a game that's trying too hard to be realistic. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like all those things, I think add up to it being a more broad base of interest. But anyway, so that thing's going on. It's going great. This Ninja Kid, he's used to streaming for 80,000 simultaneous viewers.
Of course.
And the word was on the street, this kid's making, and Civ dug up a bunch of these numbers for us on the and the gaming board on our Slack, that this kid was already making about $750,000 to $1 million a month.
Holy cow.
Streaming on Twitch. Just streaming on Twitch. And this has all happened within the last, less than a year, because Fortnite hasn't been out that long.
What, we're in the wrong business, Scott, apparently.
Totally.
Like,
we're also in the wrong age bracket.
Podunk Pumbus. Yeah, we're we're a little old.
Well, no, listen, even if guys,
watch a couple old farts.
People would watch guys in their 40s if they were this good, though, you know? Like, if you're this good at Fortnite or whatever the game of your choice is, you get the viewers. That's just the way it is.
Wow, and I think we need really good people to play games while we talk and just show it in a separate screen.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So we just have it in the little corner of the screen, like, completely unrelated to what we're talking about. Just a little corner of, like, here's somebody playing League of Legends.
And then we have to say that it's us, and then people will be impressed with how good we are.
Right. Especially the fact that we're, like, you know, trying to remember Gary Oldman films while we're playing.
Yeah, we're running like a proper morning show and somehow getting number one in a game of Fortnite. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, here's one thing, though. If we're going to do this, Scott, you've got to know that you're wearing a hat and headphones at the same time.
I'm not. Look at that. You guys see that? I got to remember that next time.
Totally destroyed both.
Just about popped it off.
The audio listeners have no idea what I'm talking about, but Scott just went, I guess, to scratch his head and knocked his hat and his headphones off.
And by the way, for those at home hearing the little, it's not some weird alien calling in. It's Brian's 3D printer, and he's making
my 3D printer. I apologize. I'm 3D printing a thing, so
it's all good.
Sorry.
Listen, production.
Thought it'd be done by now.
Life knows no stoppage. It's not a phrase, but we just made it up.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Now that Simon is out of that room right there.
Yeah.
I think I'm turning that into. Well, it depends on how quickly Tristan moves out, because basically we need a spare bedroom for when people come to stay with us. We need a place for them to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even got, I know, kind of a deadline of June. My cousin is going to be coming out from California. Her and her brand new husband, they just got married around Christmas time in Vegas.
Yeah.
We went there for the wedding. They're coming out in June, and so I've got to have a place for them to sleep.
Yeah.
Now, if Tristan moves out between now and then, boom, his room becomes the spare bedroom, and this room here becomes the makerspace. But if not, then this is back to being a spare bedroom, and I get no makerspace until after.
Got to get that makerspace, man.
I want the makerspace, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fine line, right? On the one hand, you're like, I'm not saying I want my son to leave, but on the other hand, you're saying, sure would like that makerspace.
He's been talking to his friends. I mean, his friends have a place. They're looking for a roommate, and it's between him and another guy. They're having like American Idol auditions or something. Basically, to get to pick which friend is going to get this.
Yeah, it's like turn around for us. All right, do you have? Let's see your vape rig. Let's see how that looks.
Now we're going to do the cooking challenge.
Yeah.
list off all of the dishes you know how to make.
All right, can you make spaghetti last a week? Okay, you're in.
Right.
Well, that's exciting. I hope that works out. Oh,
and then,
sorry.
If that becomes a makerspace, then the 3D printer goes in there.
Yeah, and you can do it anytime you want. Just have it running all day.
Anytime. 24 hours a day, printing, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Brian's going into business and making literally, you could be one of those. I mean, you already do this a little bit, right? The little contract.
A little bit, yeah. The custom or the on-demand 3D printing.
You
a little
do
bit
way
that,
more.
But
yeah.
I'd be able to do that all the time.
Well, someone in the chat's like, wait, what about Drake? Sorry, let me get back to the Drake thing.
Oh,
So this kid's playing. He's making that kind of dough already. And I don't know how it worked out, but somehow he ends up in a voice chat room with him, this ninja kid, Drake, the rapper. You're carrying my cell phone. You know that guy.
Right.
And like two NFL players.
Oh, my gosh.
Are all in this game.
Yeah,
in this game, and they're playing really well together, and they're winning as a squad and all this stuff. And they shot up, because he tweets about it, Drake does. This thing shoots up to over 650,000 simultaneous viewers or something.
Holy cow.
Which probably means the kid will make about 3 million this next month.
Right.
If that was me, I'd just sock it away, get out, do what I want for the rest of my life. I don't need
Live
to play
off the
anymore.
Interest, exactly.
So anyways, that's what that was. And now that game went from everybody going, it's a pretender to PUBG, it's never going to be as good, to, now it's mainstream. Like, make up your minds, guys.
Yeah, of course. Sell out. Right.
So stupid. Anyway.
It's coming out on iOS, apparently, too. Like, it's out. But
it's in testing
now,
yeah.
You have to get an invite, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the very next day, PUBG says, oh, we're doing it on phone, too, they said.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did. So Android and iOS are getting PUBG and Fortnite. And the thing about, I don't know about the PUBG things, I haven't read up on it. I assume this is true of there as well, but the Fortnite game will be in the same server space as everybody. So you are going to be playing against keyboard and mouse people.
Oh, God.
That's not great.
And PlayStation 4 people then.
Yeah, which is also not great. All three of those are problems. Like right now, PS4 and Xbox can't play together right now because Sony's weird.
Okay.
So
PS4 can't play against
Xbox. They can play against PC. No, they can play against PC.
Okay.
Yeah. Same with like Rocket League. They always did that. But it's just their chief competitor. They don't want to be in bed with them, is their thinking. I don't know why. I think they should just knock it off.
That's crazy.
Just let everyone play together. But at the end of the day, in theory, you should be able to play everybody against everybody, and whoever has a mouse and keyboard will just win all those games.
Yeah. Right. That's all it takes.
Sorry, iOS people. You're gonna suck at this.
Well, I wonder if you can use
the controllers. Yes,
controllers and stuff.
You totally can.
Could you use and then if you've got like a Bluetooth keyboard, could you use that with it?
Oh, that I don't know. I don't know if the phone will allow it. That'd be cool though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
On a phone.
Well, I'm thinking about the iPad Pro. I've got one of those. I've got one of these keyboard deals.
I got one of those too. I wonder if that would work.
Yeah, probably not. I bet you.
And like a Bluetooth mouse.
Yeah, I bet you it's a totally different thing.
Probably. It's interesting,
though. Figure out a way to use the Apple Pencil and the...
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine what that looks like? I don't know how that would look.
Choop, choop, choop. Tap, tap, tap. Like...
They have guns that go... Choop, choop, choop. I hope they have guns like that.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, that's a thing. I got a quick update. You know, my neighbor used to poo on my lawn. Well, his dog did. He didn't.
Well, we've heard the story about the dog. I don't know if we've heard the story about the neighbor. But
as soon as that all happened, the cops came, cops went away, all that stuff happened. Their dog disappeared. We never saw the dog again.
Right.
Suddenly, yesterday, the dog is back. Like, where was he this whole time? He wasn't there. I know he wasn't there. I'm sure of it.
I think this lends credence to the fact that, I mean, you remember the guy initially saying something like, it's not my dog.
Maybe it's not.
Right? I don't think it is his dog. I think basically he's saying...
Well, he originally said, I don't have it. There is no dog. And then I don't have a dog. And then it's not my dog.
Right.
So he had three layers of bullshit. And I never believed any of them. But maybe you're right. Maybe the middle one of it's not my dog was the only truth he said.
Right. I mean, they're house sitting for a dog, which explains why the dog was gone for long periods of time.
It's like when people say, I want to make America great again. The only true part is I. That's it. Anyway, so the dog's back. He didn't poo or anything. He just is there, and he's the same dog, great big fat dog, and he's hanging out with this guy, and I don't know what to make of it, so I'll let you guys know. No infraction so far, no crossing the line, no pooping on my lawn that I've seen, although I haven't checked today, but it's nice and rainy out, so if he did, bad time for that.
Ooh, it's going to be squishy and...
Not good.
Hard to pick up.
Not good. Well, I'll tell you what else is hard to pick up on days like this, and that is...
What's that?
Fresh... Evening news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Welcome to the evening news, where we cover it all and tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some.
All the news.
All the news that you can chew or eat or however it goes.
Sure.
Speaking of the news, Nick was on the news the other day. It's just his head, though.
Oh, right, for the walkout thing.
Yeah, it's just his head.
Yeah.
I was hoping it'd be more than just his head, but it was just his head.
Was he hoping for his butt?
That's
kind of what he's known for at that school.
Yeah, aim your camera down. Oh, that'd have been great if he'd have done something like that. He has it on his phone. He could have brought his phone up to his face on camera and gone, but because he has it stenciled on the back.
Does he really? Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it became kind of a thing. So here's a story that I realize some of the words I'm going to use here are they're not the most pleasant of things, but I think this is great justice. A rapist got caught as being the rapist who raped after urinating in a plant 30 years after the fact.
Wow.
So he has evaded capture for 30 years until he took a pee in a potted plant in his neighbor's house. Seems like a real winner, this guy.
Right. Talk about your unrelated, unrelated case or cold case or whatever.
Yeah, totally cold case, right? 30 years, I think, certainly counts as a cold case.
So they decided to check the DNA on the potted plant?
Yeah, so they knew he did it. They knew he peed in the plant. So this guy named Eric McKenna, he's 59. There were two separate attacks in the Northeast in 83 and 88. That's back when it happened. Police had not linked the assaults until they were called to a neighbor's dispute in 2016 and took swabs from McKenna, which matched the cold cases. So they didn't go, hey, we think this might be the rapist. Come over here and check out the DNA in our pot.
They're just trying to say, we're trying to figure out who peed in your pot.
Yeah, they cross-referenced it with all their data.
You won't believe what it turned up in the search engine or what it turned up in as a match.
Yep, they just Google it.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy, though?
That is good.
Police had not linked the assaults until they were called to this dispute. McKenna of Clarewood Court, Newcastle, has been jailed for 23 years. So he was in there for other stuff. Was already in jail, partly why they couldn't catch him. But it's always funny. He's like hiding in plain sight, basically.
Yeah, no kidding.
It showed to be an exact match for samples recovered at both rapes. Overwhelming case. Let's see. Oh, sorry, that was just a headline. McKenna attacked a 21-year-old woman. She walked home from work. That was in 83. The one in 88 targeted an 18-year-old student in the Manors area of Newcastle. I guess this is all England, right?
Geez. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
What? Wait, there's bad people in other countries? Weird.
We don't have a monopoly on those, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Sometimes people make it sound like we do, but maybe we don't. He approached the victims from behind, blah, blah, blah. I don't care about that. All right. Detective Con McWilson of Northumbria Police.
Northumbria.
Described it as a very unusual case and said McKenna had failed to show a glimmer of remorse. He added his crimes were calculated, planned, and were horrific experiences for the two victims. Well, duh. But, well done on finally getting your man there.
No kidding. Good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Time to pay.
Sometimes.
McKenna.
Sometimes your stories have nice endings. Sometimes. Yeah. Ohio man is in the news. Ohio man. He's ended his Chipotle 500 days eating nothing but Chipotle deal.
500 days of bummer is what that is.
Yeah. That's pretty good, dude. That was pretty good. That's a good one. I hadn't thought of that. The Ohio man who ate Chipotle every day for the past 500 days say he is finally ready to eat something new. Boy, this would have been me a long time ago.
After 500 days, now you're ready to eat something new. Okay. Yeah.
You think this is too much?
Mm. Yeah, 2 days of Chipotle and I'd be ready for something new.
His name is Bruce Wayne.
I remember this guy. I remember us talking about him because he was at 460 something and he was going for the 500 days. Yep. I remember, totally remember us talking about this guy.
Yeah, this is him. Bruce Wayne has ended his streak. Hopefully it wasn't a real streak. Anyway, Wednesday, after grabbing a meal at the Tiffin Chipotle Ranch, Wayne ended his streak in style. The Findlay Courier reports by donning a bat suit and ordering mini quesadillas because leather isn't very forgiving.
Also, I haven't installed any holes in the bottom of this thing.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't mean... Alfred, give me some more tacos. I don't mean to, Mr. Wayne. Wayne broke the record for the most consecutive meals at a Mexican fast food restaurant in December at 426 days. You're right. That's when we talked about it. Can't believe that was December.
That's right.
That was a long time ago. Already. Yeah. Chipotle pledged a $4,260 donation to Seneca-based financial assistance for cancer treatment in honor of the $10 a day average Wayne spent over that 426 days. How much money is that? Let's just see. 500 days.
$4,260.
Look, listen, math head.
Well, it's right there.
Oh, is it written there?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know why? Because I was thinking 500 days the whole time.
Well, then be $5,000.
Yeah, that's the easy number to come up
with. So I did that right in my head?
Well done. Well done. That's a lot of money to spend at Chipotle.
It is, yeah. I mean, you know, I think you get people who spend probably on average 10 bucks a day who go out every day for lunch.
Yeah. There's probably plenty of people who do that, right? I try not to do that. Feel like I can save a lot if I don't do that.
Oh, for sure. You don't even consider it. Because, I mean, it's like $300 a month if you, you know, if you eat out every single day.
Get a car for that. You can have another car, you know?
You could. Yeah, I mean, you could, right. You could lease a new Katerra.
Yeah. That's better than Chipotle every day.
That's the only car. Like, it's the first car that comes to mind when I say lease, because there was, like, they had the commercials to Lisa Katerra, and then some TV show added a character because of that named Lisa Katerra.
Oh. I was going to say, is it related to famed Chicago singer Peter Katerra? But his real name is Satara.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work that way. Unless Chicago someone makes...
Hope, I think, was the...
Does anyone make a Satara? Is that a car? They should make a car called the Satara.
The Satara?
And it should go, I don't want to leave you, or whatever the lyrics to a Chicago song are.
I am a car who will drive you to work. I'll be the vehicle you've been dreaming of. Driving together, knowing forever that we did it all on the power of gas. Had to ride that thing all the way through to its logical conclusion.
Oh, that was good. There you go, Jamie.
There it is. Dr. Lisa Katerra, played by Stacey Edwards.
Oh, Chicago Hope?
Chicago Hope, yeah. Because of because they heard the Katerra tagline, Lisa Katerra.
I only remember that for, what's his name, that You Kill My Father, Prepare to Die.
Yeah, okay. Nancy Patinkin.
Yeah, that's all I remember about that show. And that it was like Deep Impact and Armageddon for ER and Chicago Hope, because they were on the same time. And they were competing for your eyeballs. Like, which hospital drama will you watch? And
I also had the Alan, was it Alan Arkin? The alternative to George Clooney, who kind of looked like if you...
Adam Arkin.
His dad is Alan Arkin's son.
Yeah. He's old. He's too old for that. Yeah. But yeah, I liked Adam Arkin. Actually, I really like Adam Arkin. He's great.
Yeah, I do too.
He's a poor man.
Aged George Clooney.
He did. He's a poor man's George Clooney.
That's right.
Really good on Northern Exposure, though. I played a character called Adam, funny enough, on that show, and he wore like a skull cap all the time and was a total bastard. He was great.
Loved him.
Yeah. I miss that show. If I could get streaming somewhere, Northern Exposure, I would watch that on the frequent. I loved that show.
I never saw a single episode, but it was on after something else I watched, so I'd always see the beginning and I'd watch the moose go through town.
You'd love it.
I probably would.
It's basically Coen Brothers, the TV show. For real. Like, it was quirky.
It was on
and
after, I want to say, Quantum Leap, maybe?
Might have been. It was CBS, I think, or ABC.
Yeah.
Used to just love that show. But apparently there were some music rights problems with that thing, and that's why it's never ended up in a proper home release format. There's DVD versions, but the music's all changed and jacked up. If you want the original thing.
WKRP for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, that's right. They did do that, didn't they?
Yeah.
That sucks. It does suck. I think the rule should be, if you let them use it in the first place, they just get to freaking use it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's not that hard. Reddit has a big, giant shoplifting subreddit. So if you're a shoplifter and you're into it, you can go join the community and talk about your shoplifting adventures. Yeah.
The been caught stealing
subreddit. Shoplifting.reddit.com. It's a very active subreddit where Redditors talk about exactly what the name suggests. Over 80,000 subscribers. Now, it's important to note here, that's not 80,000 people who are constantly committing crime. That's a lot of people who are just like rubbernecking at a weird subreddit about shoplifting.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably fascinating, like watching or hearing about people's experiences, and I'm looking at it right now. So I'm not a subscriber, so I'm not upping those numbers.
Me either.
But here's one. All right, here's somebody who's asking, what's the path of least resistance for a SanDisk 64 gigabyte memory card? Like, in other words, what's the easiest way I can shoplift one of these?
Yeah. Like, here's a $80 denim jacket. It was about the only item, what does it say? The only item in the store that wasn't tagged, so I put it in my bag in the changing room. Like, they're all committing crimes and then talking about them.
Wow.
Anyone else just not scan items at self-checkout? No.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could do that, right? And just, I mean, how do you do that, though? Because it knows when you put something else in your bag, or when it tells you, oh, you need to put such and such in your bag now. It's not in your bag yet. I haven't registered the weight. I'm guessing same kind of thing with self-checkout where...
And there's video of people doing these?
Oh, really?
That seems illegal to me. How are they getting away? See, that's what this whole article is about, is why is this not moderated to hell and gone by now. Because you can't, you're not supposed to do illegal stuff on here. Like if back in the day, Brian used to run a horse porn site. And if he did that on Reddit, they and if that was illegal, they'd shut you down.
I'd be out, yeah, exactly.
Like listen, it happened before.
I will admit that in junior high school, I ran with a crowd that did some shoplifting, and I may have done a little bit myself.
Oh, wow. That was a thing for you, huh?
It was a thing. I told you about the Casio keyboard that I stole in plain sight just by grabbing some Montgomery Ward's purchase tape and just sticking it on the edge of the box and then walking out of Montgomery Ward's with a big old Casio keyboard.
Really?
But, yes.
That's hardcore. Do you ever get caught?
Never got caught.
Oh, my gosh. I never did that. I never did this. I'd be too afraid to get caught.
Oh, my God. It was, I regret it. And if the stores that I shoplifted were still around now, I would probably go and maybe not Montgomery Ward's, but certainly the bookstore. Because it was an independent bookstore, and I was grabbing Han Solo at Star's End and, The Lord of the Rings. I mean, they talk about things, goofy things to steal are paperbacks, but still, I should have gone back and said, hey, 15, 20 years ago, I stole from you. Here's $100.
here's some examples. A lot of these are restaurant ideas, like how to get extra set of wings without them remembering to charge you for it, things like that. But one of these is, so guy says, I did a runner from Target. Am I screwed? I tried to steal some jewelry from the self-checkout at Target, got confronted at the door by LP in uniform. What's LP? I don't
know what that is. Local police?
Local police? Must be. I screamed really loud and vomited on myself, which allowed me to the break I needed to run away. I parked two blocks away and waited for an hour if someone in someone's backyard before going to my car. Am I screwed? Wow, vomited on yourself.
I vomited on myself. I love it. Oh, man.
That is just crazy.
I want to know how you get some extra wings. All right, two more beers and chicken wings, child's play. He really just posted,
he's
on a roll.
It's like he's live tweeting from his dinner or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, is he really? That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not.
Pretty funny.
You never brought me my chicken wings. I think it's how you do it is you like dump the bones on the floor and say, you never brought me my chicken wings. You must have delivered them to the wrong table.
This one talks about how his wife gets a ton of Korean makeup from Sephora and stuff like that.
Yeah.
By she just cuts off the RFID tags with a razor blade that she brings with her and they just drop them in her purse. This is bad.
This is really bad.
It seems bad. I get the... What you described, I get it. Bunch of dumb kids. Ooh, the thrill of running out of a Target or something. I get it. But I don't know, so man.
Best Buy to return an item with no receipt because they wouldn't do it for a friend of mine. So I told them I wanted to exchange it. I picked up the new item I wanted and went to return. They told me I'd put it on a gift card first, and then I could purchase the new item. So, okay, so he's returning item X. They give him a gift card for the amount. He uses that gift card to pay for Y.
Yeah.
Now, since they handed me a $500 gift card and I really didn't want the new item, but rather the cash from selling the card, I took the gift card, put the new item back on the shelf and went to leave. LP stopped me again. LP.
Gotta be
loss prevention.
People
are putting in the chat room. Asked me where I placed the box, looked in my purse, and then I offered to show them where the item I left was. Since he didn't believe me when I said I'd left in the store, the item was a big box of security cameras. Irony that was spider wrapped and wouldn't have fit in my purse. Once the employee walked back to LP, jokingly told him that the item wasn't there, and LP started to react until the guy told him he was kidding and the item was where I said it would be.
Wow.
This is okay. I can see why people subscribe to this because this is kind of fascinating.
It's kind of fascinating. The subscription number doesn't bother me. That's just people being, that's just us all gawking
it's
on the internet.
Post of I'm sitting here at a Buffalo Wild Wings. I've already gotten one more set of wings and some more beers.
Yeah.
I'm on a roll, baby.
Two free buffaloes.
But it does feel like, the cops, it feels like a really easy way to catch people.
It does to me too now. Yeah, because then you're like, oh, yeah, I'm in a Walmart in Halifax. I'm like, okay,
right.
Let's go find them. We're going to show up there again, try to steal something. Anyway, man. Doesn't seem like you'd ever, this is not a long-term life plan, folks. Don't do this.
And this is, I'm seeing a lot more women just based on the stories, right?
Lots of purse.
A bunch of makeup brushes in her purse. Mm-hmm. That Best Buy one was a purse thing. Somebody's talking about a hand magnet that they can get I guess you...
They're all Kardashians without the money. That's what this is. I think all the stuff they're buying, it's all just makeup and jewelry and stuff.
This question. So is Toys R Us just a free-for-all now that they've announced they're closing all their stores? Well, I imagine they'd still like the money for their items.
Yeah, he's probably asking if anyone's got any, you know, he's looking for tips on how to get down there and walk out with Winnie the Pooh stuffed animal without paying a dime for it. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Just say you thought you were on Oprah. Remember to wear a motorcycle helmet or a balaclava.
What? Oh, so that you'd look like you're special.
Right, I guess.
That's awful.
All right, that's excellent.
Great that's stuff. Like Homer, that time on The Simpsons where Homer parked in a handicap spot and then drug his foot to the door so he looked like he was handicapped. That's what that reminds me of. All right, final story here. Scientists say space aliens could hack our planet. Maybe they already have.
Mm, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not going to make a judgment one way or the other, but with all the news stories these days about computer hacking, probably comes as no surprise that someone is worried about hackers from outer space, maybe with their own space force. Yes, there are now scientists who fret that space aliens might send messages that worm their way into the human society, not to steal our passwords, but to bring down our culture. How exactly would they do that? Astrophysicist Michael Hipke and John Learned. The guy's name is Learned.
Learned or Learned.
Even if it's that. Amazing.
I know. Still, well, we have, who's the actor? Michael Learned?
Is there a Learned? I don't know.
Yeah, Michael Learned, who you'd recognize. I want to say he plays...
Michael Learned.
Oh, it's a she. I know I'd seen the name. Yes, never mind. Michael, not a he, a she.
Michelle?
I knew the name.
Michael?
She was a Walton.
Oh, her name is Michael.
Michael Learned, yes.
Like the girl on Star Trek there. Michael Burnham, right?
Oh, yes. Right. Michael Burnham. Sure.
It's the only time I've ever heard of a woman named Michael was that show.
Now you got two women named Michael that you know.
Thank you.
Michael Learned and Michael Burnham.
Actually, I guess I don't know either of them personally, but yeah.
Well, you don't know her personally, but...
I know of them.
Olivia Walton, right there.
Which one was she?
Still alive.
She's not the mom then. One of the kids?
Must be one of the kids. Looks like she was older than Melissa Gilbert, so...
Melissa Gilbert? She wasn't on the Waltons.
Oh, no, she was on the...
Little House on the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's all the same. It's all the same.
Older than John Boy. How's that?
70s family dramas, it's all the same.
Exactly. Watched both of those shows exactly nuts.
Really? You've never seen a Little House on the
never
Prairie?
Never watched Little House on the Prairie. I've seen the clips of, like, you know, heroin boy puking and the fire that made... Elizabeth blind or something.
Yeah, the sister, is it Elizabeth? I guess it was. She was blinded. Yeah, there was that.
I remember
snotty...
my grandparents watching it, and I'd come in and out of the room and be like, oh, that's interesting. Okay, I'm leaving. Like, yeah. I'd go to the other room and play Atari or something.
I didn't ever watch the Waltons. I only know of the John Boy thing, but I never watched an episode of the Waltons.
Yeah.
But I watched a lot of Little House.
Little House,
yeah.
Sure.
I thought Michael Landon was awesome.
That's required watching in Utah, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you have like, to. Yeah, they won't let you graduate unless you have certain hours.
Every channel at 7 p.m., every channel has to show the Little House on the Prairie.
Well, I told you before how it freaked me out with it. You mentioned the kid barfing from his, it wasn't heroin though, it was, morphine. His morphine addiction, the adopted kid that they adopted into their family, and he barfs all over the screen. And I never got over that. I just remember thinking, that is the worst thing I've ever seen on TV. Still to this day, it feels like the worst thing I've seen on TV, even though it surely isn't by now. It sure feels like it. Anyway, Little House.
All that just from an astrophysicist named John Learned or John Learned.
That's what we do. That's what we do. Anyway, argued in a recent paper that our telescopes might pick up hazardous messages sent our way, a virus that shuts down our computers, for example, or something a bit like a cosmic blackmail. I almost said blanket, thinking of my dad throwing them over the TV when boobs come out. let's see. Do this for us. We'll make your son go supernova and destroy the Earth. That kind of message. Or perhaps.
What for? Like, what are we going to do for aliens? Like, make our ship go, or we'll make your supernova, your son go supernova.
We want you to put real sugar in all your soft drinks, or we're going to blow up the sun. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I think we can pretty much feel safe that other planets, other alien cultures equivalents to NASA are going to be good guys like our NASA.
Yeah.
I think we can probably feel safe in that.
I hope so. I mean, whatever. The human imagination likes to take us in weird places. Plus, I'm not so sure that I believe there's plenty of other life on plenty of other planets, but they're also sitting around saying the same shit we are. I wonder if anyone will ever come here. That's what they're right. saying. And well, we're not
nobody
there.
Nobody hacks our Gleep Glorp.
We'll be the first ones to go anywhere. That'd be the funny. That'd be the twist, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We're the ones that show up and ask us, ask them to take them to their
we're
leader.
We're pretty much just happy right here. Yeah. Sorry, we're good.
We're good. We don't need to go anywhere. That's it for your stories. Let's go. Let's take a break. When we come back from this song, we'll do our app reviews. I got a dance segment to play and your Twitter questions using the Ask TMS hashtag. So for those of you watching live, there's still time for you to get your questions in. So get in there and do it. Before that, though, Brian will introduce the song and I'll play it.
Happy to do it. This comes to us from a listener who's also a podcaster. I'm talking about Paul, who does the show Varmints over on a on another network, Wolf Mage. No, Wolf something.
Wolf Blitzer. Wolf.
The Wolf Blitzer Network.
Wolf yes. Man. Nope. All right.
I apologize for not being able to remember Carrie Sims's network. Darn it. Probably I'm
find
sorry.
It. I bet I can anyway. Find it. You keep talking, I'll find it. All right, I just found go. It. It's on the
Bad Wolf.
The Blazing Car
Caribou.
Blazing Caribou Studios. Right. There you go.
That's right. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Animal. It was an animal. Sure. I remember that much.
Sure.
Anyway. And wolves eat caribou. So there's that.
That's true.
Anyway, he's on the Varmints podcast, which is excellent, and I recommend that you all check that out. It's a really good podcast. They just talk about animals and it's really well done.
Yeah.
Anyway, he found this, heard this song on KEXP's Song of the Day podcast, and they said it's really good. He reached out to the performers, a couple folks named Longneck, and said, hey, can we play this song on the show? They said, yep. Or at least she said yes. Got a permission there. And so we're playing it from the brand new album, Will This Do? Here is the song Elizabeth by Longneck.
All right, here it is. We'll be right back.
I'm in any hurry. I can see the lights of, I can see the lights of home.
Oh, that was nice. I like that.
Yeah.
That was
good,
really
stuff,
good.
Right?
Yeah. You don't bring any crap here.
I don't. I will have you all know that I do not bring any crap.
It's quality work. Oh,
right on.
Same with this. Listen to that clicky sound. This must be time for us to dance on screen. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
That's slappy.
Yeah, that's right. Clip that out and use it for your parties or whatever. Hey, it's time for us to do a little app slappy. It's where we take a look at some apps that we've used during the week. Brian and I happen to be iOS guys, but there's plenty to be had across the board when it comes to the things we've chosen. By the way, thanks a lot for freaking even talking about The Sims last week. I ended up picking that up and dang it. Damn thing,
yeah,
dude.
They're in the background. They're like, they've probably finished. I haven't logged in at all today, so whatever job I sent them on last night, working as a barista and as a as a chef, I think they're probably done by
I think, let me check
now.
Mine real quick and see if anybody's done. I do the same thing. I send them off on a hard job that takes forever, and then I come back later and check it. It looks like my dude, the chef's done at the restaurant, so.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
probably do that.
Do you have two people going?
I have two people. I'm going to get the third one. I've just naturally earned the bucks.
Nice.
I'm not going to pay money for that business.
Did you create a dude and a lady?
I made two dudes. One is Asian, one is not Asian. They're living together in squalor, and one day, and the third one, I think I will introduce a lady to the party here. I think
that's
what
I'm
gonna do.
Yeah. Love triangle time.
Yep, that's how this is gonna go down. Nice. There's also some kind of hot tub event going on. What's this about?
Yeah, you can earn a hot tub for your house. It's just a lot of work.
I'm not doing a lot of work. I'm just gonna check this here and there.
I have a bald guy and a blue lady.
Bald guy, blue lady. Done. That sounds
just
all right.
Like my real life. Modeled after my real life.
There you go. Well, so I have a confession to make. I've spent most of my time where I have any time to do anything, I've spent it in Hearthstone. I'm kind of back in a weird way.
I'm
playing a ton of Hearthstone.
I've been thinking about getting back in.
Playing a lot for some reason. I don't know why. I'm doing ladder play and everything. I'm just, I don't know, something's clicking right now,
oh,
so
wow.
I'm playing it. But I did have fun to find something that I thought was pretty awesome. It's actually not that new, but I had just heard about it. I'm of the opinion that most racing games on mobile are not great. The lack of controller as a standard option is, I don't know, means that driving games aren't as going to be as good as they're supposed to be.
Yeah,
and I don't like the kind where you steer it with motion. I hate that. So once in a while, though, I find something I really like, and that game this week is this one right here called Horizon Chase. I almost said Horizontal Chase.
Horizontal Chase.
Now, that style, it's hard to see it with the lighting, but that style may look a little to people like, oh, it's like Sega's Outrun kind of.
Yeah, kind of it is.
And that's a very good analog for what this game is. It's very much like that game, except way better looking, and it doesn't, you know, it's they've gone far beyond what used to be sort of the pixelated look of that original game. But the control scheme is very simple. It's left and it's right and it's gas and that's it. And the tracks are all different, all kind of unique, different lighting, different times of day, but everything's kind of got this brightly colored neon Sin City kind of vibe to it. And it just feels really good. That's all I can say about it. Like, the actual driving feels good. There's not a lot of nuance to it. You're going left, you're going right. Try to avoid hitting dudes or they'll push you further back and they'll get ahead. Like, it's not that much math going on. It's just all the right elements clicking at the right time, and mechanically it feels really good. And that's usually what will draw me into a game. Now, this is a game you got to pay for. I also like that. It's $2.99, I think.
You don't get ads and stuff like that. Yep.
Horizon Chase. Let me make sure on the
Oh, rise. Yeah, this looks a lot like watching the video gameplay.
Yeah, do you see what I'm saying about that? It's very similar to that.
Yep.
In fact, here, Chad, I'll show you a little video.
But you can get it without paying. It's Horizon World Tour, right? Horizon Chase World Tour.
Is
it's
it
free download?
Oh,
but you
oh,
pay
right,
once
right, right.
You,
yeah, you yeah. pay once you play the game, and if you're like, oh, I really like this, I would like to keep getting levels and things after
Which
the initial free batch,
that's
you
do
that.
Do it.
So it's just, I don't know, there's just something about it. The turning, for example, you know the old, like, pole position game in the arcade? There was a feel to that turning where you just kind of lock a turn and hope that you timed it right. It's like that. And there's tons of tracks and tons of different levels to get and unlock a bunch of cars and then upgrade those cars and all the things you might expect from a game like this. But once you buy that premium stuff, it just, I don't know, it just feels cool. Everything's kind of polygonal, but has its own neat look to it. I like it a lot. And that's cool. I'm going to recommend it. I think I paid $2.99 right once now. Once you buy it, you just pay
the
money.
That's worth it. Totally worth it.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
That's a good way to do it, too, is like, give me the taste for free. If I like it, boom, I'm in. I'm staying in.
Yep. And it's out there for both you iOS folks and you Android people. You can both get it. Again, that is called, I didn't notice the tour part. Horizon Chase Turbo, is that what you called it?
World Tour.
Oh, World Tour. Mine just says Horizon
World
Chase.
Tour.
I assume I have the right one.
Maybe I'm sure it's the same thing.
Sure, there's not another app.
It's an editor's choice. Looks brand new.
People like it. Horizon. Hold on. Gosh, dang it. This is not. Okay, there we go. Yeah, that's the one I have. Okay, well, the World Tour part is not showing up on the icon, nor does it show up in the main menu, so I have no idea what's going on there.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
Came out in August, and it's super good. I like it. If you like racing games and you're like, how is this even possible on mobile, it's shocking that it worked. So there's that.
Very cool.
Brian, what'd you bring? What do you got?
I did something, Scott, that I didn't think I'd ever do. And sitting there playing Sims, and you know, you complete a shift at work or whatever, and it says, hey, you got this much coming back to you in rewards, but if you want to watch an ad, then, you know, we'll give you a little bit more.
Yeah.
You do that too, right?
Sure.
In Sims? Sure.
Sure.
Well, I did it, and I saw a game that was like, wow, I kind of actually like the look of that. I think I might do it. So I picked it up, and I'm actually playing that alongside The Sims. It's called Wordscapes, and it is available on Android and iTunes.
Okay.
And it's very similar to a game that I think you recommended last year, and I wanted to maybe it's like Four Letters, I think was the name of it, where you get four letters, and you have to figure out what word they make.
Right, and they can make up, you know, like a whole bunch of letters.
Like two or three words. Sure. Right, exactly, or maybe more.
Sure.
This has that same concept, but they're arranged in like a crossword grid. So right now I'm on an upper level and I've got five letters. And I've got C, H, P, O, and R. Well, I know I can spell porch with that. I can spell hop. I can spell cop. I can spell porch.
Yeah.
chop. I can do chop.
Yeah.
And basically as you choose all these words, it fills in this crosswords grid. And then there, like, let's say I come up with a word like pro or pho. Here we go. Not in the English dictionary, but let's say that I came up with another word like pho. I could choose that and it would give me bonus points because it isn't in the grid. It's like, oh, we didn't think anyone would think of that word. We'll give you extra points.
Sure.
There's also like bonus words, and there's a daily puzzle every day where you've got a much more difficult set of letters and words, and you've got to come up with those. Totally digging this. I mean, it's a free to play. You get ads along the bottom, and then every once in a while between a round, you'll have to watch an ad, sit through an ad. But I think you can also pay $1.99 to turn those off if you really want to.
Sure.
But the overall game is free, and it's kind of into it.
Well, that seems like I like a good word game. And it looks a lot like the one I played before, the one you were talking about. So I'd check it out. Sure, why not?
It does exactly what it needs to do, which is make me think of words, and I like that sort of thing. I need another four-letter word. The only four-letter word I came up with was chop. Crop.
Crop, there you go.
Crop. And I just got the bonus word.
Crotch. Oh, no.
Crotch is letters. Almost right.
Too many letters.
I need another T and another C.
Well, there you go.
Anyway.
Good game.
It's a good word game. I like a good word game. And
remind me the title one more time so people know. What is it?
Wordscapes.
Okay, Wordscapes, because people say we don't do this enough where we say at the end what it is. So it's Wordscapes,
yeah, right.
And so mine is, what was the car one?
Horizon Chase World Tour.
That's the one. And the icon looks like a VW bus. I'm pretty excited to unlock wherever the hell that is, because right now I don't have
little
that.
Little rainbow VW bus.
Yeah.
By the way, I do like seven words as well, Lesarge. That's kind of a similar thing where you've got a crossword and they're all words that are related to each other and you get little segments to make those words.
Yeah.
I do like that.
That is good. All right, we're going to take a very quick break and let our friend Dan the Tabletop Man make some recommendations this week. Hi, Virtual Dan. Here he is.
Greetings, programs. It's Dan the Board Game Man. I'm back again. We're going to give you a little information on some Steam and iOS news for board games, and I'm going to finally finish that top 11 of 2017. I think I dragged that out a little long for everyone, but we're going to finish it today, so let's get started. So there's no secret, we all love our US time playing, you know, iOS board games and other things on the iOS, but people think that's the only good place to find online or electronic board games. I say nay! Steam is another great place for board games. I know Scott himself will attest to how great Tales from Candlekeep Tomb of Annihilation is, and it is that good. And that's the WotC game that Wizards of the Coast did. It's based on those D&D board games, kind of The Legend of Drizzt and Wrath of Shardolan and Ravenloft as well. And it is great. It's a great implementation of those games. But there's so many more board games on Steam, and they are coming out with a ton more. So recently announced titles are also amazing. So my game of the year from a couple years ago, Terraforming Mars, should be out by June. That's going to be a lot of fun to play. Now, I think a lot of games may start coming out on this Steam platform, mainly because they're going to take a lot more, and it's a lot more computing power because of what's going on in the game. And then I'm sure they'll find a way to port them, but I think it's a little easier these days to throw them on Steam first, then onto iOS. And that's what you'll probably see with games like Terraforming Mars, and which is a great, great Euro game by Stronghold Games. And the other game that's going to be coming out, should be out probably in the next 4 weeks or so, is Scythe, which is a lot of other people's game of the year from that year as well. So two good games to see on the Steam platform. Even though that game, now these are both going to be good games for the Steam or iOS platform, because Scythe itself, while a decent game, it is woefully boring at times. There's so much downtime. And a board game on Steam with friends or versus the AI might be exactly what that game needs to speed it up. And the same thing with some, you know, card shuffling and drafting of Terraforming Mars. Also coming soon from on Steam is Among the Stars, which is an amazing little card game. It's a drafting tableau builder in space. It's similar to kind of that Seven Wonders vein, because you're going to be drafting cards, passing them to neighbor, and then you're going to build your little space colony in which you're going to get victory points and money and such. Real quick, few Steam games, Steam board games that I wanted to recommend to you, because believe it or not, there are a ton. Like I said, a lot of things that are out on iOS are also out on Steam now, and it's a good platform to play a lot of these type of games. So you've got Ticket to Ride, which of course we know is amazing. Star Realms, which is a good deck building fix, one-on-one deck builder. I also love Ascension, which is actually out on the Steam platform, but you don't see it a whole lot. Most people just play it on their phone, but you can play versus the phone people when you do play on Steam, which is just fine if you're going to want to do asynchronously, which is like one turn a day or whatever, and play it in front of there. A One Deck Dungeon, which is brand new, just out on Steam, and it's going to be out on iOS if it's not yet. It's a quick little dungeon crawl. I think Scott and Brian would really, really love this one. The Pathfinder Adventure Card Game, Lords of Waterdeep, Terra Mystica, and Eclipse have that nice deep Euro feel. Eclipse kind of has that 4X feel, which is something that you don't see a whole lot. Done well in Steam implementation on board games. And then, of course, is the oldies but goodies. Small World 2 is an oldie, and Splendor's fairly new, and Race for the Galaxy, two really good computer implementations. I can't believe how many implementations of board games there are on Steam, but and I haven't even scratched the surface of what actually is out. All you have to do is do a little search on Steam for board games, click on one of those little tags that they have on the games, and you'll see a whole ton of more good ones. If anybody wants to ask if something is decent that before you pick it up, just feel free to shoot me a little tweet. I'll have my name later in the show, or later in this little segment here. But I want to repeat Terraforming Mars and Scythe coming in the next few weeks to it. Now, hey, let's get to the top three games of last year as decided by, well, me. So number three is Lorenzo Il Magnifico. This is another Euro. This is actually put out by Cool Mini or Not, who's not really known for the Euros, but this game has some great pedigree to it. It's an unusual Euro look where there's an old dude from like the 14th century scowling at you on the cover, but it's a great, great game. The designers have some good pedigree. They did. There's three designers, but they all had different ones had a hand in Grand Austria Hotel, Zolkin, and Agizia. Three amazing Euros and pretty much on my top probably 20 or 30 games of all time. So Lorenzo Il Magnifico, you've got dice in there. You're rolling them. That's going to be what's going to be the dice and the numbers you're going to use when you place your family out on the board, and that's how you're going to get cards. They're going to go on your little tableau. Throughout the game, you're going to be using these dice and these cards to accumulate resources and turn them into points. I know this is a big surprise, but this is what you do in basically every Euro, but there's just something about the card drafting with the dice and using those dice to do different things that makes it just amazing. There's also one of these, we call it kind of a feeding mechanic because it kind of keeps you in check and makes sure you have to do something. We call it feeding mechanic because, well, it's annoying as all hell, and it's usually come from feeding games like Agricola and other games like that where you have to feed your people. Here, you have to keep up with the church. You're using your tithing and giving money, or basically going up the church track. You're not really giving money. You're just going up on this track so that you, after each third round, I believe, you have to check where your status is with the church. And if it's above a certain point, you won't get penalized, or else you get penalized for the rest of the game, which can be a real huge pain in the patoot. But you can balance it pretty good from what you're doing out there, so it's not too much of a deterrent. Some games with the feeding mechanic can be really oppressive, like the original Agricola. It's a real pain in the butt with that. But anyway, that's Lorenzo Il Magnifico. I cannot stress how good this game is. Probably about $40. You can find it on Amazon from Cool Mini or not. So check that one out. My number two game of last year is by J. Alex Caverne. And he's someone who did another game that was number two last year, which is World's Fair 1893. This year, he's got Renegade Studios put out Sentient. Now, this game also has some dice, but just like Lorenzo Il Magnifico, you're not kind of just rolling the dice all the time. They're just rolled once around for yourself. Now, you'll have a little bit of the dice in your tableau there, and they'll kind of go in these spaces. And between the different dice numbers, you'll be drafting cards throughout the game, and you're going to put them between there. So now, on these cards, which is really cool, is the cards will have kind of a, we'll call it like an equation. It'll be like, the left side must equal the right side. And like I said, you're putting the cards between there. So you're looking at the dice numbers, and you know, they may have to be between there in order to get the points that are on there, or else you're still drafting them anyway, but you're just not getting the victory points associated with it. And now also on the cards, in the top left and right, it may tell you that that die number stays the same, or the die number may go up or down by one. And you can kind of block that with a certain amount of workers you have for the round, but you may want to block it, or you may want to actually use that to manipulate the said dice that are in your little tableau there. What's amazing is kind of your it's like a puzzle. It's kind of using a little abstracty puzzle, even though the theme is kind of a space theme, where you're getting robots. I have no idea. It's just a space theme. But you're doing some really cool things, and it's very thinky, but not hard to play. It just has that good burn to it where you're kind of thinking of what's next and watching what other people do, because there's also kind of an area control element that the cards that you're drafting out there, in each place where you do draft or you put your guys out there in kind of an auction way, you'll get another, they're kind of chevrons, it's just a little chits that basically will determine at end game what your multiplier is. So when, if you, depending on the type of cards you have and which ones are the chevrons, you're going to multiply them by each other, you know, the number of one by the number of the other, and then you're going to see what your points are for each one of the factions in the game. I'm not going to go into too, obviously, I went into it deep enough, but we're not going to go deep anymore, but it is a fun game. It's not very long. It'll take you a little bit to learn the first game, but what's really cool is using these dice in different ways. You're not kind of rolling them. You're not really, they're not just luck-based where you're just trying to roll to get a number at all. They are static on your board for the round, and you're doing something unique with them. Anyway, Sentient by Renegades Game Studios and J. Alex Caverne. You can probably get this, again, probably about $40. I think you could probably find it for $35. That's going to be a good price. At first, they were really, I think it was like $60 or $70. Don't buy it for that much, but you should be able to find it for about $40 right now on Amazon. Really good game, Sentient by Renegade Games. Number one, my number one game of the year, and this comes as no surprise because I won't shut up about this game, is Gloomhaven. This is your dungeon crawl with 90-something scenarios by Isaac Childress. The game is awesome. Get it, play it, take the time to learn it or watch some videos on it and just play it. This will give you that D&D fix if your group just doesn't want to have a DM or just don't have the books or don't really want to get into Dungeons & Dragons, but you want to play a really deep campaign. This is, as I say, the game I've been waiting my whole life for. It is that good. Now, I know Brian got a, Brian, you got to play a little more than just that first scenario, but because I know you'll absolutely love it. Scott, I think you just need to take the plunge because this game is that good. It's intimidating because there's a billion things in that huge box. Box weighs about 20 freaking pounds, but it's worth it. It's so good. Check it out. It's your typical fantasy fare where everybody's got a character. You're kind of leveling up your character, getting new skills, you're planning out your turns with each other, and you're playing against the game with an AI system that is really, really good. So check out Gloomhaven. I think you'll really love it. I think everybody else out there, you'll really dig it if you kind of like those type of games. I hope everybody enjoyed my top 11 of 2017. I'm going to give you a quick reminder. I'll run it down real quick. Clank in Space, Sword and Sorcery, Yokohama, Westline Express Delivery Service, Spirit Island, Professor Evil and the Citadel of Time, Century Spice Road, Sagrada, Lorenzo Il Magnifico, Sentient, and of course, number one is Gloomhaven. Thanks for sitting through my top 11. I'll be back in a couple weeks with some other game news or in cover a game. Follow me on Twitter at GeekJogBlog or check out the Geek All Stars podcast where we just had a great interview with John D. Clare and the Edge of Darkness Kickstarter that's up there now. So check out the Geek All Stars podcast and I'll see everybody next time. Thanks again.
And we're back, everyone. It's as if we never left. All right, we are getting into it. What is the next thing on our list? Nope, that isn't it.
I think it'd be...
What would it be?
Well, you need to know...
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
That's the one I need, right? That's it. Twitter? Okay. Twitter guy? One of the few cabinet members not fired yet. It is... time for us to talk about your Twitter questions. They come to us at the AskTMS hashtag, I can't talk, on Twitter. And you've been doing it all week. I'm going to pull from some of these... and ask these questions. We'll answer any of them. But again, do that on Twitter. Just use the hashtag AskTMS. It can be replies to us or just use the hashtag. It doesn't matter. I'm searching by hashtag. Why do I keep saying hashtag?
Hashtag.
Gosh dang it. All right. Owen Bargerboss.
Okay.
It's probably not how it said. It says, thinking about going to the USA from Australia in the next year or two for a 12-month holiday. I love how they that over there. They can just leave.
Wow. Yeah, like, okay.
Yeah,
they call that moving.
He says, yeah, that's moving. That's a year, dude.
That's not vacation. I call that moving.
Yeah, you're almost like a common law citizen at that point. My gosh. Anyway, not at all true. But he says this. What are the top five best fast food restaurants that me and my wife need to try? So this is someone coming to the States for the first time. This would need to be things that aren't McDonald's or Burger King because those are everywhere. Yeah,
they have those there. And
yeah,
you get beetroot on your Australian burgers at McDonald's, which is great.
You gotta go. Oh, yeah, I've heard that's good. You have to go Five Guys Burgers and Fries at least once.
Yeah, I think Five Guys is a good one. Mm-hmm. I think they do have Taco Bell in Australia.
You'd think so.
I say my favorite right now is Freddy's. Freddy's custard and steak burgers, man.
Definitely on my list. That's a good one.
Yeah.
In-N-Out Burger, if you can.
A lot of people probably expect us to say In-N-Out Burger. I think In-N-Out is good, but if you said, Brian, you can only go to five fast food restaurants that are United States only, I don't know if I'd put In-N-Out on that list.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, they're good, but they're good just because we have everything else in such abundance that it feels like a treat going to that.
Yeah.
Like
for me, we hardly ever go anymore because it's right here because it's too convenient now.
Yeah.
I like them.
I mean, would you call Crave or...
I like Smashburger.
Smashburger is good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I call that. I mean, I guess it's fast food. If you order at the counter and they bring it to you at the counter, that's fast food. Oh, no, you know what? At Freddy's, they do the same thing, where you go and they call mm-hmm. your name and you go and pick it up. That's
yeah, and like in the case of Five Guys Burgers and Fries, they bring it out to us. So yeah. I think the trick is, is it a place where you tip? If you say no, then I'd say, I mean, you may tip anyway because you're just being nice, but generally speaking, you're not expected to tip like at a Five Guys. You just go order your food, get it. I think that's the category we're talking about. That, you know, McDonald's up to that.
Right.
I mean, hell, my wife tipped a McDonald's guy the other day because he brought our food to the table and she gave him like $5 or something.
I'd say Qdoba.
Qdoba's good.
Or Chipotle, wherever you end up. I mean, that's something different other than a burger place.
Yeah, Chipotle's good.
I'm trying to think of other things that aren't burger fast food.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of burgers in this country. Yeah. How about...
Yeah, Culver's is good. Culver's is a good suggestion.
Yeah, Culver's is all right. It's a little oily for me.
Yeah, butter burgers.
Yeah. There's a lot of burger places. I think that's what we're learning here.
Yeah.
Is that we're fixated on hamburger here.
Notice neither of us said Jack in the Box.
No. Avoid it at all costs. In fact, if you're lucky like me, you might find a guy shooting heroin in his arm if you go there.
That might be the thing that turns you off forever.
Yeah. I'll never go to that part of Vegas ever again in my life. Ever.
Yeah.
Like nobody have any tricks in April where they think they're taking me to that part of town. You're gonna get double birds for me, and I'm walking back to the strip. No way I'm going to that part of town. It was awful. All right, here's the next question. This is from Peter Fisher. It says Coverville has a whole It has a hole in his 70s show knowledge around Walton's Mountain. He spelled hole like
hole. He spelled hole with a W.
Yeah, it's kind of throwing me off. What other shows were going on during Gen X's childhood that we should be surprised that you don't know about or didn't see? I think you knew about a lot, but you didn't necessarily watch them.
Right. I mean, yeah, knew about tons, but and it's not a surprise to people who listen to FilmSack that never watched any Starsky and Hutch, never watched any Dukes of Hazzard.
No Knight Rider for you.
No Knight Rider. I liked Simon and Simon. I liked Soap. I liked Love Boat.
This
and,
is so you, dude.
Fantasy
this,
Island.
This I is liked. So you.
I know.
Everybody I know is watching, Battlestar Galactica and Knight Rider and Manimal.
And I did watch Buck Rogers.
Oh, Buck Rogers is pretty cool. Bitty, bitty, bitty. Yeah. I like that.
I didn't watch Magnum. No.
No Magnum PI. Yep.
Yeah. And how come we still haven't gotten a Magnum movie remake?
Oh, a remake? I don't know. But that's not happening. Maybe it's because nobody's got a mustache to rival that thing.
It's not cool to just have the mustache. They think you're a...
There's no way it's going to work. Yeah, it's not going to work unless you're him. He's the only guy that ever looked good in that mustache. I don't know.
I watched all the syndicated stuff. I watched all the, black and white reruns of I Love Lucy and Andy Griffith. And
yeah, I did a lot of that. You watched MASH, right? MASH was the thing.
I loved MASH. Yeah.
You watched Barney Miller. I did too. Did you watch Taxi?
I love Taxi.
Yeah, Taxi was good.
Uh-huh.
Did you watch...
Rieger!
Did you watch Alice? By chance?
I did watch Alice, and I sat through maybe an episode of Flow after that disastrous spinoff.
You went, oh, okay. Going back to regular Alice now, yeah, Alice Prime.
Exactly.
How about One Day at a Time? Is that a thing you'd do?
Yep, I watched One Day at a Time. Those were all kind of, I feel like those were all right there in that same thing, right? Like,
sure.
Working Mindy, Happy Days, One Day at a Time.
I think there's less you didn't watch than people think. Like, in other words, it's just a couple of high, they're just high profile. For someone to hear that you didn't watch Magnum PI and you didn't watch Knight Rider, that alone makes it seem worse than it is.
Yeah, I think so.
Because those were so big otherwise. So,
right. I did watch The Jeffersons. I did watch All in the Family, like all those spinoffs.
Did you watch St. Elsewhere?
I didn't watch St. Elsewhere.
I loved that show. Loved it.
Yeah, it just there was a time period when I had just moved out and I was living in a dorm that I didn't watch anything that that people in the dorm weren't watching, because like we'd all get together in somebody's room. I had a TV in my room, but we'd kind of all get together in somebody's room and watch something. And sadly, it was usually Days of Our Lives that somebody recorded on their VCR. So I kind of got hooked on the whole Patch and Kayla and Shane and Kim and the British twins that were trying to bring down Shane.
Yeah. Bo and Hope.
Victor Kyriakis, Bo and Hope. Yeah,
that whole thing. I can't believe how permeated that got into the culture of boys in the late 80s.
You talk to anybody kind of our age, that was the only soap opera usually the people mentioned that they watched.
Ever, yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't know what Santa Barbara was. I didn't know what all, 1 minute at a time,
General
or whatever the
Hospital
hell it was called.
Or...
1 minute at a time. That's not it. What was the time one? Like sands through the hourglass. So are the days. No, that's Days of Our Lives. Maybe it was One Life to Live.
One Life to Live or Another World. Or...
It was all shit. Wait, Another World. That was the spinoff from the Cosby Show. Wasn't Another World?
That's a different world.
Oh, a different world.
Yeah.
Did you know she married Jason Momoa? Did you know that?
Oh, really?
They're married. Yeah. They met on the set of some show that's in its second season that I'd never heard of until the other day.
She's not married to... she and Lenny Kravitz aren't married anymore?
No, that all went away.
That's, I figured, yeah. See, I don't keep track of...
nobody stays married. Dude, Donald Trump Jr. is getting divorced. His wife's leaving him after 12 years. She's like, yeah, I'm done. It's time for you to become like your dad.
All that nasty stuff and that Angel Art movie, I'm going to send you to your own show.
Yeah, I don't know why he'd say that to Donald Trump Jr., but it's fine. I'll take it. It's all good. I'll take that.
No, he's Denise.
No, you missed the part where I said Donald Trump Jr. is getting divorced.
Oh.
And you went right to you went right back to Cosby.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was still talking about Lisa Bonet.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Junior's getting divorced. Who could just
married to the Aquaman?
Yeah, the Aquaman. No, wait, that's Eric Trump, isn't it? Which one is it? Oh, no, you're right. You're back talking about her again.
I'm still talking about Lisa Bonet. Why do you keep trying to bring Donald Trump?
I don't know.
Trump
I thought this? We were done with them. And so I was talking about Donald Trump Jr., not senior, by the way. Junior,
right, yes.
Getting divorced. Yeah. From his model wife. There's a rumor floating around that the reason it's happening is because they're going to transfer all his assets to her. And then because she's the innocent wife and didn't know, that way they get to keep all their assets if he goes to jail.
Wow.
That's a theory. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying it's a theory going around.
Jeez.
Who knows? Here's one from Chris Doyle. Says, playing Burnout Paradise Remastered right now. What game that hasn't been a remaster would you instantly buy? For me, it's actually Burnout Paradise Remastered. I'm waiting for the PC version. I don't want to get the console version. And that's coming, so I'm going to get that. But I think Burnout Paradise, one of the best games ever made. Mm-hmm. It was also the last proper Burnout game made because they got bought up by EA and then they kind of ruined that studio. But Burnout Paradise is a classic, amazing, incredible game.
Yeah.
And it's only 10 years old, but it's...
I do like that one.
I'm totally going to buy that when it hits PC. But outside of that, I might be into a game. No one's going to remember this, or maybe they will. But back in the day, EA made games for the Genesis and Super NES called Desert Strike. Desert Strike. Was it just a Desert Strike? Was all it was called? Maybe it was the Strike series, and there was a bunch of them. And one was called Desert Strike. Yeah, here's the game. Desert Strike Return of the Gulf. It's like a video game where you flew a helicopter around in like Iraq, basically, and did little missions. And I was so obsessed with that game. It was on the PlayStation as well, but I only had it on Genesis. And I freaking loved it. Oh my gosh, I loved it. And it came out in 92. I would play a remastered Strike series game. Those were really, really good games. So that's my answer. What would you play?
As far as like something like remastered, I mean, I'm already thinking about the Crash Bandicoot collection when it comes to the Switch. I feel like that's that platformers on the Switch are like the best combo for me, because that's like a pick up, play, put it down, that sort of thing. If I'm playing something big and sweeping like Horizon, I want it to be on the console, but Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
The next game I'm planning on picking up is not even a remastered thing. I've been hearing a lot about Yakuza 6, The Song of Life.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good.
I never played any of the Yakuza games, but the graphics on this thing and walking through Shibuya.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the graphics on this thing, look insane. Looked so amazing.
Plus, it's super goofy, that game.
Like, it's Grand Theft Auto in Japan, right? Basically.
Sort of. It's a little different than that, but it's also, it's crazy Japanese video game. Like, you do insane things. And
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast. I'm totally into it. I want to get that as well.
I think that might be my next. That might be my next purchase. I know it's not a. I know it's not a remastered, but I kind of already answered that with the Crash Bandicoot thing.
That's true. You like that game.
Yeah.
And now it's out. You can get it.
And Shadow of the Colossus just got remastered. Not just, but that one. I hear I want to play.
Yeah, I heard good things about that fix. That is remastered, right? I think it is.
I think it is remastered.
Yeah, they redid a ton of stuff on that.
4K edition for the PS4 or something.
Yeah. Well, PS4 Pro, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't get the 4K unless you got a Pro. There's no way around
gotcha.
It. Which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
It's a bummer if you're already on PlayStation.
I don't have a TV that'll support it, so I don't care.
Yeah, good point. I'll do it at 1080p like normal people. That's what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
I'd love a 4K PlayStation, but I'd have to have a TV to take advantage of it, and I don't have one right now.
Battle Arena Toshinden Remastered.
That's your secret ingredient, dude.
Yes, exactly.
Jamie Brand says, is the food segment on Morning Stream no more or just on hiatus? Hey, we eat it if you send it.
Yeah. Scott ate part of a balut.
I did, and Brian did something.
I had a cinnamon roll. But prior to that, I had some thickened liquid I hope you remember.
Yeah,
people.
Of course. We'll do it. You guys are just, slow to getting this new stuff. It's fine.
Weird Tigger, I know, is keeping an eye out for new Oreos to send us always. And listen, we want to try the cool things that are from your region. Like the thing that is like, oh, yeah, this is what our town is known for. And I can put it in a box and easily send it to these guys. So, no, it's not on hiatus.
Yeah. We'll just send us an email, themorningstream@gmail.com.
Starving.
We'll hook you up. We're dying here. Come on. I don't want to lose this weight.
Help us.
Someone wrote in, says, this body says, who do you think will die in Infinity War? Do you have an idea who might bite it?
They're going to bring Quicksilver back to life and kill him immediately.
Mm. I have this feeling that Vision is going to get popped. I don't know why.
Well, it's a good... It makes sense, right? Because the Soul Stone is on his head, or the...
Yeah.
Not the Soul Stone. The Energy Stone. Energy is on Stone. His head.
Is that the only one he's missing? Yeah. Is that the one Grandpa doesn't
have
yet?
No, the Soul Stone is the one we haven't even seen yet. Loki has one of them, and... what's his face? The Collector has one.
Wasn't there some rumor floating around that it's been the Soul Stone's been in plain sight and we're just all too dumb to notice what where it was or something?
That's
like that?
One rumor, and I thought for sure we were going to see it in Wakanda.
Oh yeah, that's where.
The Mind Stone is in Vision. That's right.
Oh.
But the Soul Stone is the one we haven't seen. I thought for sure we'd see it in Wakanda, but I guess that would have been too obvious for the Soul Stone to be in Wakanda.
Yeah. I think Jon Favreau's character has the Kidney Stone. I think that's where that's
and it's the perfect.
Yeah.
And that's the Soul Stone.
Yeah, and the Gallstone maybe also. He has both. But anyway, right. I don't know. I don't want to see any of them die. If you're asking me who I want to see die, I don't want to see anybody die.
Well, nobody wants to see any of them, but they're asking who we predict will die. I'm going to say Hawkeye. I'm going to say Jeremy Renner is getting out.
I think it could... this is honest... This is my honest feeling. I think it could either be Iron Man or Captain America. And I say that because those two are ending their contracts. And
yeah.
I don't, you know, what else are you going to do with them?
Well, and we know what happens in the comics with Captain America.
Yeah. I bet they don't go there, though. People do not like that turn.
No.
You mean the one I'm thinking of?
With the Captain America dying.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the more recent one. You're right. They could do that. And who the Falcon takes over, right? In the comic?
Falcon takes over, yeah.
Anthony Mackie, dude, all set to go.
That's right.
Just put on that A.
You know, some red, white, and blue added to his Falcon uniform, and he's all set.
Put a couple little girly wings on the side of your head, and you're good to roll, buddy.
Girly wings.
I don't know why I call them that. The ones in the comics are terrible, though. Those little things, those spindly things.
Like it's,
so dumb. I like the, you know, like, army-looking... imprint on the side. Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
The way they did it for the movie was brilliant as far as like making it.
Yeah. Totally justified. Agree. Yes. Iron Man could die. Anybody could be in that suit. Like there's a lot they could do here. There's some precedents in the comics, but the MCU likes to take its own liberty. So I don't know. And I don't even know if we're supposed to have someone die. Are we?
Right. Right. No, not that I've heard.
I hope Thanos dies. Take that. I want to see...
Nobody ever dies in a comic book movie anyway.
I want the Coen brothers to remaster... Speaking of remasters, go remaster No Country for Old Men. And anywhere that the guy who plays Thanos is in that movie, replace him with Thanos' CGI
just
makeup.
Blue, sure.
Yeah. Have him going...
Chin deal.
I went down there to see if I could find a thing. And they oh, you shouldn't go down there, honey. Like, that whole thing would be great. Thanos.
Bob Sugar.
No Country for Old Men.
He's putting on the gauntlet.
Dude, that sounds great to me. Anyway, there's your questions. TMS, ask TMS. I can't talk. Ask TMS is the hashtag. You use that on Twitter. We'll get you covered. We'll read them right here on the show when we do a TMS PM, which we should be doing next week as far as I know. There's nothing going on next week that'll change that.
To do it.
I mean, we're pretty clear till the trip, I think.
Till Vegas, right?
Except for other people in my family. Kim's taking Nick on a senior trip early April.
Where to?
Her, Nick, and two friends are going up to Seattle and kind of West Coast-y highway stuff. Portland? Portland and Seattle. Oh, I didn't know you were going to Portland. That's cool. Are you guys going to go Boise, too? Because I heard Boise's really cool.
Yeah, we're
on the way out? Yeah, they're going to drive. And his two hookah friends are going, right? They're not Hookah's friends. They're just
Hookah
cool
friends.
Guys. They're really nice guys. They're awesome.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, we catch up with the Hookah friends.
The Hookah friends. They're like the Wonder Twins. Put their fists together and form out a cloud of smoke. Anyway, they're going, and they're going to have a good time. They're going to be all over that part of the country. They're going to stop by and see Bill Duran's shop, which is super cool. And the problem is, I'm left here trying to run.
Yeah, but you had a cooking class, Scott. Oh. You need to make some of the stuff you learned how to make in cooking class.
You're right. I'm all good now. I don't need any additional help. I'm all
exactly.
Set. Anyway, so it'll be an interesting April, but we're looking forward to seeing a lot of you down in Vegas at the end of April. Don't forget, between now and then, if you'd like to participate in the show and make it bigger, better, and always awesome, go to patreon.com/TMS and support it. You can find all that and links to everything else over at frogpants.com/TMS. We'll now leave you, but we won't do it until we played a song. Please play one. What do you got?
Well, okay, Scott, I am. Andrew B aka I Am Bagels, wrote in and said, "Hi TMS crew, it's March. St. Patrick's Day is coming up, or maybe it's gone by already, depending on when you play this, but Irish-inspired music is great any time of the year. Can you play something from or by Flogging Molly, the Dropkick Murphys, Great Big Sea, or any of countless other Celtic punk bands? Flogging Molly's cover of a Dylan classic comes to mind, but I leave the specifics in your very capable hands. Love the show, though. Andrew, a.k.a. I Am Bagels."
Nice.
Well, I Am Bagels, you hit the nail right on the head with your, you hit the shamrock right on the head with your suggestion. The times they are changing, covered by Flogging Molly. They did this for the Bob Dylan tribute that came out in 2012 called Chimes of Freedom, the songs of Bob Dylan. And this is so good. It's such a great cover, and it picks up about a minute in. So enjoy this, and happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Have a happy and safe one. Don't drink too much beer, and certainly don't drive after you've drank any green beer or any color beer.
Yeah, we won't limit it to green. It
can Irish be whatever. Whiskey, sure, whatever. Sure. Don't drink.
Is that a thing? Irish whiskey's a thing, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
Totally a thing. Yeah, of course it is. Absolutely. Do drink if you drink, but don't drive. And if you don't drink, drive.
Drive. But if you're not driving,
for somebody else.
Yeah, if you're get a Lyft. And if he's drinking,
if you don't drink, drive for someone else who does.
Yeah, and get paid for it. Uber.com for details. All right, that's it. Thanks everybody for being here. We're gonna play this song. We'll be back on Monday. No film sack this weekend. Brian Dunaway's out of town. But there's other cool content coming, so check all that out. New instance up today as well, so go listen to that. It's going to do it. We'll see you then.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, so you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing.
One, two, three!
Come writers and critics, from the size with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the change won't come again. Don't speak too soon, for the wheels don't spin, and there's no telling who that is naming. It is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
Fight again!